Good evening, Sharks fans. Well, that was fun, wasn't it? The Sharks take on the best team in the NHL, the Nashville Predators, and get a huge come-from-behind win. This is Teal Town After Dark, and your only Sharks post-game show, live and interactive right here on the YouTube channel. So if you want to be a part of the show, there's multiple ways to interact with us, chat with us in the YouTube chat, on the page, or the app, either way. You can also use the hashtag TealTownUSA or just at us at TealTownUSA. But of course, make sure you're following the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, and YouTube channel. And with that, I say hello to my wonderful co-host, AJ Strong.
How goes it? I should have put on my Dylan jersey for this.
And Miss Rocket Backhander.
I definitely should have put on one of several of my Dylan jerseys for this.
And Dylan with an awesome, awesome goal. We'll talk about that in just a jiffy. Looking in the chat right off the top of the stuff, like a tiger, or the radio audio of that quiet Nashville arena was just mwah. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. And Richard Davalos, 2018-19 Sharks blowing leads against New York Rangers, overcoming deficits against Nashville. Can't explain that. We'll try to on this edition of Teal Town After Dark. Let's get right into it, shall we? Sharks beginning a weird three-game road trip as they took on the Nashville Predators, and then they'll go on to Carolina and then Anaheim because that's so the NHL. First things first, Sharks got on the board first thanks to, NHL. Thank you to Timo Time on the power play. Timo Meier, his fifth from Jonas Donskoy and Brent Burns. Rocket, I'll say this. Timo Time has been a great time.
Yeah. Well, given where we... And let me start again. Given how high up in the draft this kid came, this not to be sort of, you know, high rod or anything, but this is to be expected from him. Like, if he wasn't looking like a beast on fire right now, I would kind of be suspect that perhaps he is a dud. Do you know what I mean? So it's definitely encouraging to see him improve every game, I would say, every game.
I completely agree. And I think AJ, they mentioned, I think I saw it on Twitter earlier, you know, Timo didn't get his fifth goal until the 32nd game of the season. Now he's doing it in game 9. You hand it off to the kid. He's been playing, you know, pretty solid, especially with that Couture line.
No, that whole line has been lights out. You look at the last five games, the last three games. And the Couture Meier hurdle line, 7 out of those 13 goals that are scored. I mean, over half the goals are coming from that line. Meier and Burns tonight continued their scoring streak. So they've got points now in 6 consecutive games. And Meier is just becoming that go-to guy. Say what you want, kids, about Pavelski and Kane and when Thornton returns, but you are looking at the number one line. That's Couture, Meier, and Hurdle. It is what it is. And to get it on the power play, which is finally awoken, and then not to mention, and I'm tweeting about this the last game, you look at where all the goals are coming from over the last three games, with the exception of, I believe, 2, they're all coming from guys crashing the net and being within 5 feet of the crease. Like, who, like, figured this out? Finally,
they figured out they had a lot of nice passing back and forth, so they really took advantage of Nashville kind of just ignoring it, like, okay, yeah, go ahead, and it made them pay. However, Nashville would come back. Victor Arvidsson, who had a great series against the Sharks 2.5 years ago a little over 2 years ago in the playoffs, sped through right through Plastic, beats Martin Jones like a rented mule, ties this game up at one. That's what we end up after one. I thought Nashville kind of started carrying the momentum a little bit rocket there, but I thought the Sharks were played pretty well that first 20.
It seemed like the San Jose Sharks were, I wouldn't say that they came out looking their best, but they also didn't come out looking their worst. It felt very much that they were matched pretty evenly with the Predators, and maybe the Predators gave them a little bit more pushback than they had seen in some of their previous opponents. I think perhaps this could have led to a bit more frustration than it did. I'm glad it didn't, because I think that, it's just, they played great. That first period was a solid 20 minutes. It wasn't too much. It wasn't too little. Timo came out, like I said, like a beast on fire. I ain't angry at it.
I don't know about you. I would have no problems paying for a ticket to watch 60 minutes of 3-on-3 hockey, Forsberg, Johansson, and Arvidsson versus Couture, Meyer, and Hurdle.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would just, like, the poor bastards that you're going to put in net for that one. I mean, yeah, God love you. That.
I wouldn't even complain about $13 tall boys at that point. No way.
Right? I mean, Arvidsson had just a ridiculous night. That entire line. I mean, it seemed like Forsberg, Arvidsson, whether it was either taking penalties or getting points, it seemed like that line was doing everything tonight for Nashville. And then, have we gotten into the second period yet?
We're about to right now, as Philip Forsberg, 21 seconds in, made it 2-1 Nashville on his sixth of the year. Go ahead, VJ.
Well, and I was just, you know, it's that you got Forsberg opening up the 21 seconds in, just, and that was like the one goal that maybe you could maybe kind of go, well, Jonesy, that way, because every other goal tonight, to me, he was just hung out to dry. Tonight, aside from Dylan's coast to coast play that we'll talk about later, this was not a good night for the Sharks defense by any stretch of the imagination. Jones got hung out with the exception of that particular one, but that was also Forsberg's fifth goal in 5 games. I mean, the dude's on fire right now.
I wouldn't say that the San Jose Sharks had a bad night. You know, that Dylan had a bad night on this night. I mean, wasn't it Brent Burns that scored the game-winning goal?
Spoiler alert.
He was pretty victimized tonight as well, though.
Well, maybe he was victimized perhaps a bit more obviously than Brendan Dylan was, but it doesn't mean that he was the only one who was victimized.
Oh, I'm not saying that. But it was not a good night for a lot of the defense tonight.
Yeah. It wasn't their best output, but I wouldn't say it was completely worse. However, this second period wasn't great. However, they did shore up that 2-1 lead when Tomas Hertl ties it up from a sweet dish from Logan Couture, beats out an outstretched Saros to tie the game up at 2-2. Hurdle's third on the year from Couture and Meyer. AJ, you just talked about this line, and it just continues to be a great line rolling so far this season.
That whole goal, it was just a great transition, a great entry into the zone. Meyer to Couture to Hurdle, who just, I'm not even sure how he was able to make that last second shift to get it around Soros. I mean, that puck squeaked in with the narrowest of margins, but it was, again, another Sharks goal scored by crashing the net. Let's continue this. You know, it says outside the Sharks, the locker room, to exceed expectations. We just rip those letters down and put up crash the net.
And in the later in the period, Victor Arvidsson, after two great stops by Jones on Arvidsson, gets the third one in, gives Nashville a 3-2 lead. Looked like that's what it was going to be going into the intermission. However, Craig Smith stops and gets a sweet pass from Arvidsson to make it 4-2 Nashville with under 15 seconds left. Rocket, that's where I thought, oh boy, this is that's a backbreaker, but still 20 minutes left.
Sure. You know, I didn't feel for 1 second that there was a point that there was no coming back from this game. Like, even when the Sharks were down 2, I was still like, they're not done. I don't know. You'd see a couple of rushes to the net and you'd see the tries and you'd see them keep trying and try to shovel it in. And I mean, there's a pile of yellow sweaters in front of the net. So it's tough to get the puck in there, but I mean, man, they were on it. They were on it. Their level of compete, to use one of the coach's phrases, was definitely still up there where it needed to be in the stratosphere. So even though it was suspenseful, I had a feeling that third period was definitely going to be the real storyline of this game.
Yeah, I look at that Arvidsson goal in the middle of the second. And that was one where everybody got victimized. I mean, how many times did Jones have to stop the puck? I mean, 2 stops that are almost on point blank range, finally gets kicked up to the top of the slot and gets banged in. I mean, where the hell were the Sharks defensively on that one? That I don't get. I don't understand how that wasn't cleared. Then Joakim Ryan gets called for interference. Okay. Didn't look like much of an interference. But then you get Smith scoring from, again, Arvidsson. And that was just a horrible transition after Goodrow put one off the pipe. They didn't see what was happening at the other end. Nashville totally took advantage of that. And while it wasn't a power play goal, technically, it was definitely... When I look at that situation and where you are on the clock trying to kill, I mean, God love you for what you did, but you need to set that play up better so you don't lead to that transition like that. But, you know, to give up a goal in the first 20 seconds of the period and then to give up a goal in the last 15, it's like, you're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
Those are usually the backbreakers, and it wasn't looking pretty as the Sharks entered into the third period. Since we are doing this live, when we thank you for watching, as a full service to you, because I know many of you do have it, your winning Mega Millions numbers are
stop
five.
It.
Well, wait, hang on, 5. Timo
Shouldn't
Meyer.
I be re-
oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
What are they?
Oh, there.
Can we not?
It's 5. Timo Meyer. Kevin LeBanc. Eric Carlson. 70. And your Mega Ball is 5.
5.
And just for that.
That was worth it, wasn't it?
If any of you are winners, by all means, donate to us, please. That'd be great.
You could give me a job for a very reasonable rate, and I will record whatever messages you want. That way, you know, you can like wake up and like you can listen to a pre-recorded message of like, "Good morning. Today is October 29th. Here are your messages for the day." I mean, like seriously, you could have like your entire life automated by me. Who wouldn't want that? So if you win, give me a job.
Hey, more power to you. With that, let's thank, I think we are at now 67 people watching right now. So thank you so much for joining us. If you haven't already, please subscribe down below. Make sure you get the word out to all your friends on social media. Hashtag that tweet, that Facebook post, hashtag TTUSA. 1000. It'll be scrolling up on here, so make sure you check this out after every game. We are at 9:32. We are 68 away from doing it, and it will be great to have you on here. And by all means, don't be shy. There's 66 of you. Join the conversation. We're having fun. And so subscribe button down below and also hit that bell so you know when we're coming on.
Well, in speaking of the chat, we should probably address some of the questions that came up. I know I saw a few that went by, so let me get to a couple of them if I can find them. I know somebody had mentioned, I believe it was California Cruisin', asking if anybody took advantage of the flash sale for Sharks tickets today. That is going on until tomorrow night, I believe. And
yes,
not only I took advantage. Oh, the ways I wish I could tell you I took advantage, but yes, I took advantage of it. Got tickets for Winnipeg in December, Washington in February, and the fan appreciation night. I did not have a ticket for the last game, so got tickets for all of those. Found out something a little interesting when I was poking around on Ticketmaster.
Cool.
Would you care to know?
Sure.
And I've seen this happen before when sometimes Ticketmaster is aware of the promotion and so they bake it in, but the team or whoever it is hasn't told anybody yet. So if you're thinking about getting a ticket, let me see, for the game versus Winnipeg in December, I believe that's the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an Erik Karlsson fan, don't buy your ticket just yet. Okay? Because when I'm poking around looking for tickets on that game, and you're looking at the Ticketmaster map that has all the dots of all the seats that are available, certain ones, if you would hover over them, you'd get two price points instead of just one. You'd get, you know, at one for one particular seat, it was $49 for this or $57 for the Erik Karlsson t-shirt pack.
Oh, my.
But you look on their promotional thing right now and they don't have anything announced on that. So look forward if you're an Erik Karlsson fan and want an Erik Karlsson t-shirt, hold out. or get on Ticketmaster right now and look for, you know, hover over the dots until you see one that says Erik Karlsson t-shirt pack, and there you go. So, but was there any other questions? I know there was a few other questions that we haven't gotten into.
Just some, Ted N was saying, who else feels like Vlasic took too many unscreen shots tonight? I thought he was definitely trying to get the puck up on net a lot more, especially when he was on the power play in the second unit. That's for sure. Since this is coming up, we go to the third period now and a request, Rocket, for you to describe Brendan Dillon's shorthanded goal.
Oh, dear.
In a slow, tantry voice.
Oh, man. All right, so I don't really know how to do this very technically, so... What, AJ?
No, because, see, if I know we're going to do things like this, then I would immediately switch to a one shot of her, but I need to preset that.
Okay. Well, this was a request from the chat, so yeah. I'm sorry.
No, okay, we'll just leave our cameras for a minute.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rocket Backhander. So Brendan Dillon was over in the shark zone, right? And this guy hit the puck, and another guy hit the puck, and Brendan Dillon got the puck. And the guy in the yellow sweater next to him went, wait, what? And then Brendan Dillon started skating for the blue line. And then he skated past center ice. And now he's in the Predators' like zone, and some other guy in a yellow sweater went, wait, what? As Brendan Dillon skated past him deftly and swiftly. And then UC Saros was like, wait, what? And Brendan Dillon buried that puck into the back of the net. Yeah.
So that's and scene.
All right. And this has been your ASMR play-by-play, Rocky by Rocket Backhander.
Thank you.
Well, and let's also take note of that was the Sharks' fourth shorthanded goal for them so far this season, taking the lead in the NHL. Like, what?
And four shorthanded goals, nine games in. That's crazy. But
Marty T in the chat, Dylan's the elite sniper we've been looking for.
Matt Ronco saying, cue the light funky jazz. Yes. But guys, I think it's all let's cheer. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
So that made it 4-3 for the Sharks. And then
it was very much, okay, wait a minute. We just could have been 3-3, and then we screwed up, and now it's 4-2. Then of all people, Brendan Dillon goes coast to coast to make it 4-3. If there was ever an opportunity where you thought to yourself, so you're telling me there's a chance, this was it.
Right. That's true.
This screamed teaser goal alert all over the place. And before I can even tweet teaser goal alert, 36 seconds later, Joe Pavelski, his fifth on the season, another sweet pass from Logan Couture and Evander Kane, ties this game up 4-4. That place that always blames, it's all your fault, it's all your fault, just suddenly went, shh.
It ain't his fault.
Oh, here we go. I got me a t-shirt that says regular season.
Y'all got any of them Western Conference champions t-shirts? I need a t-shirt.
That made it 4-4. Sharks were coming on. Then the Sharks get a power play late and going back and forth. And, oh my gosh, Carlson and Burns can't be on the same power play unit. It's just a mess. It's nothing. They can't do anything wrong. And Carlson one time passes it over to Burns. He one times it, maybe a slight fan of his shot, and buries it from Erik Karlsson and Evander Kane, 17:08 in, 2:52 left. The Sharks get the game winner from the, and they win 5-4 over in the Nashville Predators.
But we would be remiss if we didn't point out the fact that Burns scored that on a power play that should not have been. Arvidsson got called for high sticking Vlasic, and it was nowhere near being a high stick. That was a blown call. Now, granted, we've seen those go against the Sharks. Nice to see one come their way. So the next time, you know, Landy loses his mind over something like this when it goes the other way, we have to remember to point to this and say, you know, hey, pal, we've gotten one too. So that's, if there are Preds fans that are saying, you know, we got jobbed by the officials or whatever, they have a beef. They have a point. You know, this could have very easily went to overtime. So, I mean, the refs did us a solid tonight.
Yeah, Illuminato is saying, I think he missed it. He got a stick across his visor in slow-mo.
I watched it in slow-mo. I didn't see it come remotely close to being high-sticking.
Here's the thing, though. Like, yeah, did Pavs high stick Subban? The answer was no. But yeah. Subi sold it, and that's part of the game.
But you know what? I'll take getting a penalty like that happening in the first 3 minutes of a game versus, you know, in a tie game when you're going to put the team on a power play with 2.5 minutes left in the game. You know, it's all about the situation. So either way, I think this is one of those times the Sharks benefited from a bad call. Can't say that very often, but this time we can.
And for that matter, speaking of benefiting from call, did anybody figure out what the heck that delay of game call was on?
No, but it was yet another. I don't know if you remember me talking about this like a week and a half ago, where three straight games the Sharks had six delay of game calls. So I thought they'd gotten it out of their system. I don't know what the hell happened tonight. That was very bizarre. It doesn't seem like anybody has any type of an explanation for that.
Oh, I'm sure there's a very clear explanation, but the thing about it is that the people, the commentators don't ever explain it to the fans because it has too much to do with a lot of boring stuff that fans don't have the time or energy to want to watch.
No, that wasn't the thing. Even the gentleman, I didn't catch his name, that was calling the game with Baker tonight. Even
John Forslund.
Yeah, both of them. Like, the Forslund asked Baker, and he's like, did you see what that penalty was for? And Bakes was like, nope. I have no idea what that was about.
Steve Cropper in the chat says it's a sniper on the grassy knoll kind of thing.
Evidently.
Oh. And while we're talking about the broadcasters, let's give some kudos to Jamie Baker, who did a great job, I thought, on the NBCSN broadcast tonight. I thought he looked pretty awesome.
Sure did.
Yeah, he might have
a national broadcast.
He might have a future at this. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he might be good.
Yeah. Let's talk about Martin Jones tonight as we kind of start putting a bow on this one. Had 25 saves on 29 shots. Guys, you even mentioned it that you can't blame him for all the goals, but Rocket, what's this you? What did you think of the Joner?
I think he's fine. I think that you forget that Nashville isn't sexy. They're not a sexy team. They're not. That yellow, no matter who you put in those jerseys, they're just not sexy, okay? But you can't deny how good this team is. Their top line is elite. Their defensive core is one of the best in the league. Like, they have very, very strong claims to playoffs and beyond, even this early in the season. So I think that Jones did fine. A little bit of a challenge here, there. There was maybe one that he kind of wants back, but I think the rest of them, it's a cumulative effort and a cumulative failure.
I'd go with that.
All right.
Again, I thought the defense tonight was porous for a lot of this game. Those first two goals that Jones saw, I mean, that was essentially a breakaway. That guy who... it was Arvidsson that got by Vlasic for the first goal. I mean, there's not a lot of goalies that are going to stop that. Forsberg cleans up the crease. I mean, it's basically a goal that the Sharks have scored a lot of lately. So that one you can't. Yeah, you're going to have those once in a while, not all the time. The one that got me though is where he stops the two point blank shots, but then they allowed that third shot from high in the slot, and that one got through. That one was the one I thought Jones kind of, I think he'd want a second chance at that. But the rest of them, the Sharks just need to be more defensively responsible on that. But other than that, I don't know, man. You look at it and you go, God, five stops on eight shots in the second period. You know, like, not the best period of hockey you've ever played. The other thing that perplexed me a little bit, too, is the Sharks coming into this game were, like, second in shots on goal per game. And tonight, they were, you know, really limited. I don't have the final numbers in front of me. What are they? What did they get, like, 28 shots on goal, 29 shots on goal?
Predators had 29, the Sharks had 32.
Okay, 32. So either way, it was pretty low, and we're so used to them almost hitting 40 every night. So I was a little surprised that it wasn't a little bit more, but you're talking about two really evenly matched teams tonight. And, you know, if it's not for Saros, maybe the Sharks get over this easier. You know, Pekka Rinne has not had the best luck against the Sharks on some days. You know,
see, that was kind of like, I knew that Rinne got injured a couple games back, and they sent Saros in, and I'm like, as far as Nashville fans go, like, I felt like, yeah, okay, no big deal, because they've seen you see Saros in extended stretches before, a couple seasons ago and last year, and everything was fine, it'll be great. And then I stopped and thought, as a Sharks fan, crap, this is a backup goalie.
No, I was going to say, if the Predators really wanted to win, they would have, of course, started Troy Grosnick. Post-Teal syndrome is real, people.
Our boy Troy Grosnick. Yep.
You are probably not wrong about that at all.
Right? I'm surprised they scratched Matty Irwin, to be honest with you. You know, he probably would have had two assists tonight.
Yeah, definitely. A pair of apples for that kid.
Right? So, final stats on the night. Shots on goal, as we mentioned already, 32-29 in favor of San Jose. Sharks went back and forth, but they did win the faceoff battle 53-47. The power plays. Sharks were a little more disciplined this evening. They stopped Predators all four times they gave them a man advantage. Sharks went 2-for-4 on the power play there. Penalty minutes obviously the same. Sharks outhit the Predators 20-12. Blocks were about even. Giveaways 10-7 in favor of Nashville. On the night, we have a Evander Kane and Logan Couture with two assists. Hurdle with a goal and assist on the night. Brent Burns, a goal and two assists for a three-point night on the evening. A little stat mentioned from Shark Stats, and thank you, Bleeding Teal, for bringing this to our attention. Pavs tied the game. He has 4 goals in 6 road games this season. He had 5 on the road last season. His 64 third-period goals since the shortened 2012-13 season are tied for 6th most in the NHL during that span.
Stick tap to Nick Neftep. It's pointing out what PTSD really is. Post-Teal syndrome disorder.
Oh, jeez.
Can I point out a small fact that for as meaningless as it is, it's still fun because, you know, semantics. Apparently Sharks are first in the division right now because everybody else lost.
There you go.
Ooh.
Sharks Kings lost, Ducks lost, Flames lost.
And the Sharks just beat what was, at the time, the best team in the NHL, so that's pretty damn good. Heading over to face the best team in the Metro in a couple days. But quick asterisk to add to the numbers that Eric just provided. The Sharks 2-for-4 on the power play, yes. 4-for-4 on the PK, but again, asterisk, Smith scored like 5 seconds after the power play had expired. It was definitely a influencer. Yeah, to say it, and that's one of those ones you do have to take into account when you throw together that, you know, the numbers don't tell the whole story a lot of the time.
And that was after Barkley Goodrow hit the crossbar, and it actually led to that odd man rush. Also, don't forget the Brendan Dillon goal was shorthanded.
Yeah, so, that's my boy with the shorty, coast to coast. Oh, sorry.
You have more than reason to celebrate. So
I just feel like I'm so unprepared. I should have had like a couple, like some bump music. And dun, dun,
dun, dun. Well, I hope you're prepared for this one because I think it's time. And I think.
Okay. Don't say we didn't warn you, people.
Mm-hmm. Have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around.
I'm just saying, have the courtesy to do it, would you?
It's time. It's time. Bend over. Caress your ankles.
Oh, boy.
It's time. For the NHL reach around.
It's wrap around, Rocket.
It's reach around.
No, it's wrap around. All right, we have games going on in the NHL tonight. The one that's currently being played. Boy, this game escalated quickly. It was 1-0 after one period. Now, all of a sudden, the battle between McDavid and Crosby is tied up at 5 as Oleksiak gets 2 goals for the Penguins. Hornqvist gets 2. Sid gets off his schneid with the first of his season. For Edmonton, you're looking at Draisaitl, Chiasson with 2, McDavid with his 5th, and Draisaitl gave the Oilers the lead on a power play goal, but Oleksiak gets it right back 2.5 minutes later. So that game is tied up 5-5 late in the third. Games that are final already. In Madison Square Garden, the Rangers win 5-2 over the struggling Florida Panthers. Zibanejad with 2 goals. Zuccarello with 2 goals. And then Kevin Hayes seals it with the victory as the Panthers are bad kitty cats. They are very, very bad.
Like the Rangers were blowing people's doors off.
Hey, they got the momentum from that Sharks win, and look what they're doing now. In Columbus, the Desert Dogs. Oh, sorry.
Excuse me. All right.
The Arizona Coyotes beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 4-1, thanks to a hat trick by Christian Fisher. He gets his second, third, and fourth goals as Sergei Bobrovsky is off the force once again. The Blue Jackets go to 4-4-0. The Coyotes go to 3-5 on the campaign.
Wow.
In Montreal, Carey Price becomes the second winningest goaltender in Montreal history as the Canadiens beat the Flames 3-2. Petrie, Gallagher, and Drouin for the Canadiens as Frolik and Lindholm get the goals for Calgary as the Flames go to 5-4-0. The Canadiens, well, I guess they didn't need Max Pacioretty. They're 5-1-2. In Ottawa, poor Dylan DeMello got dressed by Brad Marchand, who set up David Pastrnak for a goal. Pastrnak had 2, including his 10th, to give the Bruins a 4-1 victory over the Senators. Chabot with the only goal for the Sens.
Remember how rosy things looked for Tierney and DeMello, like those first 3 games?
Yeah, so we're just going to come out here and shot in the arm for this franchise. Yeah.
Hey, Tierney's still playing pretty well, though.
I'm just saying it's not what it was about a hot 10 days ago.
Whatever speaking, we'll see what he's like again in 10 days.
Yeah,
that's true. Mm-hmm. Speaking of a team that's not been hot the last 10 days, I'm kidding. The Anaheim Ducks lose to Chicago 3-1 at the United Center. Brandon Saad gets off his schneid with 2 goals. Patrick Kane gets his 8th. Ricard Raquel with the only goal for the Quackenheim Sucks.
And didn't Anaheim actually lose another player? Like Richie came up today because they put Silverberg is on the IR now. I mean, how many guys are they going to lose? I mean, like man games are going to be lost for the Anaheim Ducks, and yet they've still to go with the obvious euphemism, but they're staying just above water. But man, these guys could be scary good when they all get healthy. That's and I said that earlier, like when we were doing our division preview. I'm like, that's actually the team that scares me. It's not speaking Vegas. It's those guys. And speaking of teams falling apart,
exactly. The Los Angeles Kings have lost to the Dallas Stars 4-2. Kopitar and Toffoli with the goals for Los Angeles. As Como, Spezza, Klingberg, and Pitlick get the goals for Dallas in that one. So the Kings 2-6-1. I was a little concerned about either LA or Anaheim making it, and it looks like the Kings they're not off to the greatest start in this season.
I wasn't worried the least bit about the LA Kings. It's like all the hype about adding Ilya Kovalchuk. He hasn't played in the league in 5 years. The Kings, it was proven last season. They're still playing that heavy, plodding, Godzilla type of game. And it's a Speedy Gonzalez game right now. And it's like you can sit there. You can't hit anybody if they're flying right by you. but they're going to still try to play that heavy physical game, try to, you know, pound you into the ground, but it's not working. It's not working, guys. And the fact that you got swept in four games last season should have tipped you off.
Well, I believe the system that increasingly the LA Kings have been using in recent seasons is a two-part system, old and slow.
Ouch.
Me like
you. Ouch. In Barracuda have been our idol. They began a weekend series in Texas, first in San Antonio, Friday at 5:30, and then they play the Texas Stars. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Who are we talking about?
Oh, the San Jose Barracuda, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Anyway, go ahead.
Womp womp.
Oh well. The Barracuda will play Friday night in San Antonio. That's at 5:30. Then the next night they are in Texas at 5. Well, they're obviously in Texas, but they play the Texas Stars Saturday night at 5 p.m. So that does it for the NHL wraparound. Let's see what you have to say in the chat. A lot of World Series talk going on right now, which is great because tonight was Game One of the World Series.
Again,
thank you. Cheryl says that the game on Friday is free on the website. It is the first CUDA game.
Oh, cool. Yes, I believe it's like on Facebook Live.
It's Reach Around. Yes. Sorry, I'm reading around. It's the read around.
See,
it's a read.
It's yeah. Rocket goes to the chat and reads the comments.
I need to. lock in my sounders. Some more of those sounders, because when the next time somebody brings up, the Dodgers or a sport that is in its championship, when a Bay Area team is not playing in it, I just need to have Peter Griffin saying, you know, oh my God, who the hell cares?
Yes. Just granted, saying. The Red Sox are winning 8-4 in the eighth inning.
Oh.
Who?
No, that's one of those ones where I actually do the inverse of Christian Bale and say, oh, good for you.
Yes.
Ghost. Yes. See, and this is like... There was another world championship matchup that happened over the last year or two where it's like you just were rooting for a natural disaster or something, because it's painfully obvious why I don't want to root for the Dodgers, but I'm really sick of the city of Boston having sports success over the last 15 years.
I mean, anytime LA plays Anaheim, I root for the Earthquake.
Yes, this would be Boston's like third championship in the last like 14 years. In that same amount of time, they've won like four Super Bowls. The Bruins won in 2011. I don't watch basketball.
I think at least one.
But either way, the city of Boston. You know, New England, that people up there, you guys have had enough success, okay?
Right, okay. So back to hockey.
Yeah.
Andy Mann in the chat asks, question for the group, with the changes the Sharks have made on the power play, splitting up 65 and 88, what do you think of the Burns and Carlson being teamed up with Burns at the dot and 65 at the blue line? Do you think that works?
Well, it worked tonight.
Burns
had both cheeks into it and pulled an Ovechkin and got the go-ahead, you know, the game-winning goal. So, I mean, don't fix it if it ain't broke, people.
Both cheeks.
Illuminato asking, what shortcomings should the Sharks be focusing on after this game?
Minecraft dances. Sorry.
You know, on this road trip, I actually think, go ahead, tell me I'm wrong. I don't care. Pull down my schedule here. However, I think Looking at here.
You got Carolina Friday. Yeah,
Carolina. I mean, you got some time up. I think that Carolina game, that's a great time to get Dell in. I think that would be a good time to get Deller a little bit of a look-see. He's already, you know, he started those two back-to-backs last time. Looked good. I think this is, you know, give the kid a reward. And let it be known to Jones that, you know, dude, you're number one, but, you know, we've got a badass here. And let's also take into account, too, you know, say Dell keeps churning out awesome play after awesome play. What's his deal right now? Is he UFA after this? Or did he have that two-year deal. Yeah, it's a 2-year deal. Okay, so, at what cost?
I'm pulling it up right now. I believe it's like 1.
Yeah, it's
7 okay. mil. I'm
but
not
that's
mistaken.
My point.
1.9 mil, and he's good through next season.
Okay. Do you know how attractive that contract is to a team that is looking for help in the net? So take this opportunity, put Dell in there, let Jones work through some of whatever he needs to work through. Tonight was not his best game. Granted, he was hung out to dry, but I still think he could have been a little stronger. But use this opportunity to showcase Dell, and who knows, that could be part of a piece to a bigger puzzle down the line.
Man, that's rough.
Why? What happened?
Your microphone.
It went like blasted really loud and then calmed down like it was really weird. You didn't touch it or anything and it did that.
Oh.
It's like you just broke into a J.G. Wentworth commercial.
Oh, sorry. That was that one where I came in through like Aladdin?
Yeah.
Okay. New mic providing amplifier. There is no amplifier for this.
And I just need to switch mic. Into which we say it's a whole new world with AJ's mic.
I don't know what happened to my mic.
Felix Chow, hi bud. Don't forget to check out his articles on tealtownusa.com. And it kind of goes with the Sleepy Mofo's question. So anyone feel like Erik Karlsson's due for a goal still? And Sleepy Mofo saying, is EK65 considered the quarterback now?
Hold on. Before we get into this, everybody calm the crap down about my mic. I've been using this mic for like 2 years. I've never had a problem. One night for about 2 seconds, it goes a little haywire, and everybody's losing their crap on the chat. Everybody.
No, AJ. It's not just one night. This has happened like 3 or 4 times since we started using this format.
Oh, well, see, then it might not be the microphone at all. It might just be OBS.
It's the OBS. It's a driver issue.
Okay, we'll work on it. I don't know. But either way,
I'll use
a different mic next time, and we'll see if that's the case.
Yep.
But everybody calm down.
Rob Iman in the chat, Sue Mella is due for a goal. Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, and he busted. Yes, he is. He busted his butt in that Islander game to get one. Oh, man, he was trying it so much. But is EK65 the quarterback on the power play now?
Yes.
I still think it's both. I still think it's both him and Bernsey.
No. It's Karlsson. You have to, because you end up getting into a case of ego. These are both Norris Trophy winning defensemen. You need to give one of these guys responsibility. You tell him, okay, you're the QB, and you tell Bernsey, like, this is the time of the game that you get to act the fool at the forward position. You give them both a little bit of what they want. That way they're not sitting, well, I thought I was a QB. Well, I thought I was a QB. No. It's either if you're going to have them playing together on the power play unit, instead of splitting them up, that's how you can divvy up the responsibility and not step on anybody's ego.
Completely agree. Steve Cropper saying, where does Jumbo fit?
On the bench. I'm sorry, in the press box.
In the press box. I said that they give him extra money to ride the press box.
I was going to say some extra time to make sure that knee is good to go. But answering another question earlier, no news. All we're pretty much getting is PDB saying, Yeah, he's not playing tonight. So, with that, I guess this is time to call it a night. So, Miss Rocket Backhander.
What are you talking about?
Wait, what?
Oh, we have a game coming up versus Carolina. Hello.
Also, I need to give my personal shout out to somebody.
Oh, okay. Go right ahead, my dear.
All right. So today, one of my coworkers asked me, "You going to the game tonight?" And I said, "No." "Oh yeah, why not?" I said, "It just wasn't my scene." I said, "I wasn't into college football, and I just really wasn't into it." And he said, "Yeah, I wouldn't want to go and watch my team lose either."
Oh.
So, Chuck, I cannot wait to roast your ass over a bed of open coals on Thursday morning when I get back to work.
Take video. Take video.
Okay, I'll take some video.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, or if like you could just like live stream on Insta, that would be awesome.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
For those asking about, hold on. What? You wanted Dell in for Carolina, throwing in the towel, so why bother preview? You think Dell Dell has looked spectacular so far. That's not throwing Indeed. In the towel. No. So I don't know what you're talking about there. And for those asking about me being thirsty or whatever, because, yeah, I have gone through a couple cans of La Croix and everything. No, it's because I actually, I'm not even lying, I have walking pneumonia right now. I got a chest panel back today, and they said yes. And the lower left lung, excuse me if I, like, drink a lot and my voice is scratchy and you keep... And I keep on hitting the mute button so I can cough, but yeah. So,
but hey, all things considered, you've done an exceptional job. So,
right.
Kudos to you, AJ.
Thanks, AJ.
Oh, yeah. I'd say, and it's hoped you stop smoking for this. I have not had a cigarette since last Wednesday night, and you know, everybody's still alive, so I think that's you know something to be respected.
Are you using a patch or gum or something?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Nope. Just do it.
Cold turkey.
Wow.
All I do is think about, you know, every time I would go, I could just. Yeah, so, yeah, I don't need that. My ribs hurt enough as it is from all the coughing that I've been doing. But anywho, Carolina, number one team in the division. Not the best division by any stretch of the imagination. And I believe up until yesterday, number one team in their division while having both the worst power play and worst penalty kill in the entire league. You know, I don't think it speaks really high of the Metro. I don't think the Metro's that great this season. You know, a lot of people crapped all over the Pacific coming into this season. You know, I don't think the Metro's all that cracked up to be, you know, to be like world beaters by any stretch.
Well, how dare they not? I mean, they would make fun of the NBC division. Are you kidding me? That would be just sacrilegious.
Yeah, it happened.
You know, Carolina does come in to.
Hold on. Alex Martinez saying, "Has Metro ever been good?" What divisions won the Stanley Cup? I want to say two of the last 3 years.
Yeah, but that's Pittsburgh.
And what division do they play in?
The NBC.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Carolina does lead that division with 11 points. The Caps are a point behind, and the Devils, who have 3 games in hand on Carolina, are currently at 8. So this, all things considered, could be a battle of division leaders on Friday as the Carolina Hurricanes, home of Brett Hedekin and Ray Whitney's Stanley Cup win, take on the Sharks. So it should be quite interesting. And unfortunately,
Washington's in the Metro. They're pointing it out. So they, you know, the last 3 Stanley Cups have been won by the Metro. Alex, what the hell are you talking about, man?
And
thanks, Sammy.
What? Jeez. What'd you say?
I said thanks, Naomi.
Oh.
go look at Sharky's Twitter. Did he call on another mascot?
No, well, no, he's just calling out a lot of mascots because they're rolling into town, you know, eventually for the All-Star game.
Ah, gotcha. And Sharky would put, really, Twitter, I get San Jose Sharks news because I follow Joakim Ryan, not because I am SJ Sharky, the team's mascot, hashtag facepalm. Nice. Joakim Ryan, your thoughts.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Congrats. 3 of the 7 teams are good. Cool.
Hey, Alex. Doesn't matter. Dude, how many... Do you remember what a nightmare of a crap show the NFC West was for over, like, 12 years? The 49ers won 10 of 16, 10 or more games over like 12 years or 15 years or whatever it was, because they played every year. Because New Orleans sucked, Atlanta sucked, Carolina sucked, LA sucked. So, hey, you know what? If you play in a crappy division, it doesn't matter. But if that team in that division wins it every year, then that's a pretty decent division.
Yeah. Sorry, saying this isn't football.
Hey, it's the same idea.
No, I get what you mean, but I also know how he's just having fun too. I'm sleepy mofo. I'm glad the Sharks didn't let off the gas in the third like they usually do. Yeah, this one.
How could you let off the gas? you let off the gas and you have a lead. When did they have a lead? About the first 8 minutes of the game, and then the last 4 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and
last three. Yeah, so, how do you let off the gas in that situation? I don't understand that comment.
So, and apparently there's nobody won Mega Millions tonight. Wow.
2 billion? Oh, my God.
We talked about.
I'm going to win this. I'm going to win the next one, and I'm just going to buy the Sharks like 3 times over.
I'm gonna use the money and run for office.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Spend it on a campaign.
And we stayed on to tell you the final score. Sidney Crosby with his second goal of the game in season. He gets the OT winner as the Penguins beat the Oilers 6-5 in a crazy game in Edmonton.
Somewhere Pierre Maguire is doing unspeakable things to himself.
Oh dear Lord.
Oh, all right.
Well,
so with that,
join us after the game on Friday.
Yes. So final thoughts, Miss Rocket Backhander, and where the people can find you.
Final thoughts. You know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. The Sharks took all of the fans on a ride tonight. You know, it was elation watching Timo Meier break the ice and get that first goal and keep pushing for more. And it was a little defeating when we were down by 2. And then it was elating again. So it was a fun little episode of As the Shark Turns. I think this is a good cast. I think that there are still a couple of real obvious kinks that need to be worked out with the defensive system. I mean, they have a lot of offensive production, but sometimes it feels like the defense is missing, you know? So I think maybe just as long as everybody remembers what their job is and everybody does it and gets real good at it, they'll be better. Yeah. My name is Rocket Backhander. You can find me hanging out on Twitter. I do a lot. Unbelievably, I am employed full time and I do other things aside from watch hockey. Not a lot, but somehow I managed to stay plugged into Twitter as though my life depended on it. That's capital R, capital B, little Backhander 76, R Backhander 76 on the Twitter machine. Or you can peruse the visual representation of life here in Nashville as a Sharks fan. Sometimes it's fantastic. Most of the time it's boring. It's just pictures of lumber. You know, traffic and lumber. And lumber in traffic, lumbering traffic. Anyway, so that's Rocket Backhander, one word, on the Instagram. Eric?
That's traffic and lumber together every 10 minutes.
Traffic and lumber on the tens.
All right. AJ?
It's funny to hear Rocket kind of like lament the defense when, yes, they did have a bad night, as I was saying earlier. But you do have to take into account the game-tying goal and the game-winning goal tonight scored by defensemen. So figure that out. AJ underscore strong on Twitter and on Instagram. Also throwing up some stuff for the Teal Town USA Insta. So by all means, follow those and follow us on Twitter at Teal Town USA on the Twitter machine. And as always, help us get to 1,000 subscribers. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, please. Tell a friend, share the love. We do this live after every single game, and sometimes when news breaks, we'll jump on and let you know about it. And again, if you're an Erik Karlsson fan, just saying, look for that Erik Karlsson shirt pack on Ticketmaster for the game versus Winnipeg in December. You got to poke around for it, but it's there, Erik.
It absolutely is. Thank you so much, AJ, for toughing it out. I appreciate it. Rocket, as always, definitely enjoyable to have you on the show. 8 people got 5 out of 6 in California. That's amazing for the Mega Millions tonight.
Dear Lord. Hold on. Sleepy Mofo saying Ticketmaster is still disgustingly expensive. I normally agree with you, good sir, but the Sharks are doing a flash sale for between now and tomorrow at midnight. No fees.
Yeah.
No fees except for ticket packages, of course. So when I was poking around on there, I hovered over a seat and all of a sudden there were two prices. And like one, a seat that was $49 with no fees was $57 with fees if it was the Erik Karlsson t-shirt package. So just go poke around on Ticketmaster between now and tomorrow night. And if you want to pick up some tickets without having to pay those ticket bastard fees, here's your opportunity.
Absolutely. Check that. So with that, my name, Derek Hurra, but on Twitter and Instagram, it's PuckGuy14. Check me out there for all that stuff. Of course, if you missed anything or you want to watch this again, as AG just mentioned, check us out everywhere. That's at tealtownusa.com. Felix has been riding up a storm with his hockey takes and growing the game. Ian Reed's also been doing some good stuff as well. We'll be getting more and more as the season progresses and expanding our Barracuda wings. Yes, Mr. Strong. Kayla Cam!
Kayla!
So there you go.
She missed our bullshit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She kind of always looks like that, though. Is it cold in Tennessee? It is dropping into the 50s. It maybe gets up to like 68, 72 during the day and then drops down into the 50s or 40s at night, yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
And yet here we go into another heat wave this weekend. Lovely.
Yeah.
Anywho, with that, we will leave you with Kayla. We will be back with you following the Sharks and the team that won the cup with Brett Hedekin and Ray Whitney. And they won't be able to Cam Ward this bitch either, as the Sharks and Carolina Hurricanes get it on in Raleigh. And we will be back with you following that game. So for AJ and Rocket and Kayla, we thank you so much for watching. And until Friday, keep it real, keep it teal. Wait, nope, I can't do that for 1 second. You know why? Because we meant to give a birthday shout out to one Mr. Randy Hahn. You know that? Randy Hahn, happy belated birthday. His birthday was yesterday, so his birthday game was tonight. Happy blanketh birthday to the voice of the Sharks.
Happy 42nd birthday to Randy Hahn.
We'll go with that, yes. He'll love us
even better. I'm going to go with happy Chartier.
Spoiler alert. Okay. But until Friday night, keep it real, keep it teal, keep it real teal. We'll see you then. Have a great night, everyone.